Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now into hour number three of this live June 3rd, 2004 edition of the Alex Jones Show. We're going to cover a bunch of key news items: tenants' resignation, the oil prices, the police state, the puppet government in Iraq, the government saying impending terror attacks are about to take place. It's all coming up, but right now, let's get back to your calls. You've been holding patiently. Who's up next here, Stephanie? Donna in Mass. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Hi. If people think they're not living in the police state, I've got something for everybody here. My house was assaulted January 29th, the middle of the night, because my husband's license to carry was not renewed. And he did
I
not
see those articles every couple days from Illinois to Mass to New York. You don't get your permit renewed. The day after it's not renewed, a SWAT team hits you and hits you hard.
They blew out all my windows. They fired into a darkened house. And it was sub-zero weather here. I could have froze to death in my house.
And then
police didn't care.
And then they ran in, and what happened?
Well, they ran in. They confiscated all his guns. They did not want to give me a hand receipt. And they left me in a freezing coal house. My coal stove had gone out. My kids had left for my sister's house. But the most recent development, I mean, that's under litigation right now, but the most recent development is last Friday, my kids were kidnapped by DSS from school. They were taken by force. They had to be handcuffed, crying, screaming, everything.
How old were they?
Well, they're 15 and 16. And they were homeschooled for quite a few years.
And so they're saying because your husband had guns illegally because the permit expired, mm-hmm. that shows he's a criminal, so criminals can't have children.
Right, right, exactly, exactly. That's where they're at. And the media had asked the police chief,
the NRA is pushing these concealed carries. But once you start this, then this is how they act. It makes your right a privilege. Then they make it hard to get the privilege. Go ahead.
Yeah. The irony of all this, Alex, is that my husband has a distinction of being one of the most highly decorated veterans in New England.
I mean, well, that's why they hate his guts.
He has a Silver Star. He was recommended for the Medal of Honor.
Well, that's why. Look, veterans all go in the database for harassment, ma'am.
That's mainstream. This is horrific. I mean, and he got his medals by saving lives, by taking down pilots out of the jungles of Vietnam.
So have you gotten your children back?
No. No, that's under litigation.
So you sued the cops so they came and grabbed your children?
Yes. Yes, I filed a complaint with the Attorney General's office because of what they did, the damage they did to my home. The way they left me, my husband was ordered to remain out of the house. He was put in jail. I had to work, and I was unable to meet with the DSS caseworker a couple of times, so they declared I was being uncooperative.
No judge,
said,
no jury. They just kidnapped your children.
Right. I said, what am I supposed to do? I have to take care of these kids. You know, they both have orthodontics. They both have things going on. I have to maintain his household. My husband's in jail because of something he didn't do. Somebody in his house has to work. Well, they simply said I was being uncooperative, so they kidnapped my kids.
Of course, from the school.
Yes, from the school.
Will they even let you see your children?
I know where they're at. I will be able to see them. I've been speaking to them. They did not want to go, and they are very upset over.
Well, thank God they're older.
Yes. Oh, that's what I say. That's what I say.
Well, they'll now know who the enemy is for sure.
Oh yeah, yeah, they know.
Well, ma'am, I'm sorry we live in the Soviet Nazi Republic of America.
Yeah.
And they got these creatures. Just the evil's rising. The tide of wickedness is rising, rising, rising. I'm just need to get out of that state.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got about 51 minutes left. And I want to get into the OPEC situation, the terror attacks, some of the police state news, and go back over this George Tenet resignation this morning. Why did that happen? Why now? Also, protests all over the globe being banned whenever an emperor is in the area. But before we go back to Vince and Jeffrey and Manuel and Robert and others that are patiently holding, and the toll-free number to join us, by the way, is 800-259-9231. And I'm going to air one more time that Michael Moore trailer coming up later in this hour. But before we do that, I want to go to Debbie Morrow from New Millennium Concepts. Haven't had her on in over a week, and we like to have her on a few times a week. She's the one you'll be calling when you order a Big Berkey or any of the other great items they have made right here in America. Water purification, not just filtration. And this is where they're poisoning us, is through the water supply. I mean, there's just mountains of evidence. It's, you want to take control of your life, at least in one large area, your body is 70% water. Debbie, good to have you on with us.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me. I missed you last week.
All righty. Debbie, tell us about the water filters. Tell us about what they do.
The Berkey water filters are a gravity water filter that require no electricity to purify the water. And they actually have purification elements in the top that takes out pathogenic bacteria, trimethanes, radiologicals, inorganic minerals, and VOCs to below detectable levels. It also reduces heavy metals up to 95% and 85% of nitrates and nitrites, which is really unheard of in the past, to take out nitrates and nitrites from a gravity filter. It used to be impossible, and now we take out greater than, 85%. We do have an additional post-filter that works in conjunction with the Berkey water filter to also reduce the fluoride. It's a great water filter system. It's very economical.
And again, it takes out 100% of the bacteria.
Yes, sure does. Takes out 100% of bacteria and the volatile organic compounds. That's things like chlorine and MTBE and atrazine and benzene. I mean, the really
bad stuff.
Read
the fine print. Read the fine print on even the expensive filters, stuff that costs thousands of dollars, for your whole house. It doesn't do that. It just filters it. It does not purify it. These are top-of-the-line systems for $199, $259. Great systems. This is what I use. You need to have it. Debbie, what are some of the specials?
We have the Berkey Light without lights. It's our standard Berkey Light unit. It's $199, and it comes with one free gift, and you get the choice of either a 22-ounce Berkey handheld sport bottle that is filtered or a bottle of potassium iodate that gives one adult 100 days dosage, or the movie Sheltering in Place that comes on either DVD or CD-ROM, or you can get, not CD-ROM, I'm sorry, DVD or VHS, and then we have the Prudent Places CD-ROM for your computer. So, you can get one of those free gifts with the $199 Berkey Light. If you get the Berkey Light with the lights, which is our more updated model that has the lights in the base, that's $259. And with that, you get two gifts. So it's just, like $78 savings by getting the Berkey Light with the light. And you get to pick from those same four gifts to get the two. The Berkey Light base has LED lights in the base that work in an emergency for emergency lighting. They have an electrical cord that charges the internal batteries, but the lights do not have anything to do with filtering the water. So no matter if you have electricity or no electricity, you still
and you
get the
also
same great filtration.
Still have it. You also have the great solar system that people can get that'll run and recharge those batteries for the array of LEDs. So it'll burn continuously for 14 years if you want them to. Can also charge up cell phones and radios and things like that. It's a great system. They're telling you the summer of terror. The terrorists are going to get you, but don't buy gas masks. Don't buy water filters. Don't protect yourself. Meanwhile, the government's building giant underground bunkers. But forget the disasters, folks. You need to stop drinking the water. Once you've been drinking good, purified water, try to drink your tap water. You won't believe that you could ever stomach the stuff. Give Debbie a call at 1-888-803-4438. If you call and it's busy, leave your name and number. She'll call you right back. 1-888-803-4438, or go to berkeywater.com and then say in the order area, the comment area, what special you're getting and that you heard it here to get the discount and what free gift you want. So berkeywater.com. You can also order at infowars.com or call toll free 1-888-803-4438. Hey, Debbie, good to have you back on. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. See you. That's a really nice lady, and she'll answer all your questions. Give her a call. 888-803-4438. All right, let's go back to the calls as promised and into more of this news. Let's go ahead and talk to Vince in Indiana. Vince, go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Jones. How are you?
Good.
Listen, I just wanted to make a little brief... a couple good friends of mine who are living in another county. I live in Marion County in Indianapolis, Indiana. But they're a county south of here, Brown County.
Yes.
And they're libertarians, and they've gotten elected, like county council.
Yes.
But, these two people say that, for people to really change and get rid of the two-party system that we have here, the whatever you want to call them, the dictatorship of the two-party system, he said people are going to have to get, the only way that's going to change is if people get thoroughly spanked and I mean, you know, financial implosion, you know, people losing their property, people being sent to jail for no apparent reason, and whatever.
Well, everybody...
You get thoroughly spanked. That's what he said. He said, and then, hopefully, he said, people will wake up.
Well, everybody should be thoroughly concerned by the fact that the government has tens of millions of people in their system, 7 million behind bars, conservatively, folks. Those are the new numbers that come out in the last year, up from 4 million. And on top of all of this, the government's saying we're going to have 33 million in prison by the end of this decade. Now, just 4 years ago, they were saying 30 million by 2025. Now they're saying by the end of this decade. So, again, the military-industrial complex, it isn't enough to have weapons and attack countries and take over and own the oil. Now they have set it up for all criminals so they can legally and lawfully, under the color of law, get us into their slave system. Thanks for the call. Good points. Let's talk to Jeffrey in Louisiana. Jeffrey, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, I wanted to make a couple points. Y'all were talking about the evangelist preachers there?
Yes, telling us that the police state is good, microchips are good, forced abortion is good in China. Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, Tex Mars has a video out about it. It's called Priest of the Devil in the Christian Pulpit. He's got a video out, and it unmasked all the evangelist preachers.
He has another one that I carry called The Blind and the Dead. And you can get that at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've been meaning to call. There was another point I wanted to
say.
I know one day y'all were talking about the RFID chip. In the End Time magazine, they have a real good article about it, and they show a picture of a dime with about five or six of the RFID chip inside the D, the letter D of the dime.
Yeah, I've seen that photo. It's now a tiny percent of a grain of sand.
Yeah, that's the point I wanted to make. I had been wanting to call and just get that across.
And again, this has been announced by the news, how great it is. They're going to track us and trace us. This week's Newsweek says not just chips and everything, but chips in you. You're going to have to do this to buy and sell. Oh, it's so good. And then the so-called Christian conservatives will go, oh, Pat Robertson says the chip isn't bad. Oh, this is good. Oh, I want it. It'll keep me safe from Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, and in Tex Moore's video, he sends out a newsletter, and on his newsletter, it shows the televangelist giving the El Diablo, the sign of the devil.
Oh, yeah. I mean, from Dan Quayle to both Bushes to Clinton, I guess they all went to UT. That's the excuse. To Prince Charles, to all these people, to these televangelists, giving that sign. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Really good points. But again, I guess that's, you know, Christian conservatives go to Bohemian Grove. It's Moloch's a loving Christian thing. I thought the Leviticus said he was the most evil demon, but not according to them. He's a loving individual who wants to help. Let's go ahead and talk to Manuel in Pennsylvania. Manuel, go ahead.
Yes, I need a piece of advice from you, Alex. This is very important. I'm a member of a group that's part of a coalition that's having monthly meetings with our police commissioner. And I'm going to tell you why that's important here quickly. In our newspaper, this new police commissioner who came from a big city up in New York, my city is about 45,000, a high-end 50,000 strong. He came in with his federal plans, and he's a big, slick talker, real arrogant guy. Well, in conjunction with the mayor, here's some of the policies they want to institute here in this city. The mayor said that at his will, in so-called drug zones and mainly high crime areas, he can declare a state of emergency, right? That was his terminology, where all the residents will have to clear the streets and where he can institute a curfew for those areas, and there will be no travel.
Yeah, and notice this is happening nationwide, all federally funded. It has nothing to do with terror, and it's for the entire communities. I mean, 5 years ago, Cloverport, Kentucky, doesn't let you out after 10, and they stop adults.
But this guy's worse than expected. If you hold me over,
yeah, I'll stay there. I want to hear about it. Oh, yes, state of emergencies everywhere. It's part of the new freedom. All part of as the government ships the narcotics in. You got to stop the drugs, and the bigger the drug war gets, the more drugs on the streets. and the more of your teenagers that are dumb enough to use it end up in their private prisons. We'll be right back.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a gold alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits. But you have to act now. We have $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk. Or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
Do you recognize any of these names? Jungle Joe, Spike, Firma Queen, Cher Ami, or G.I. Joe? If you guess they're all American heroes, you guessed right. But these heroes don't belong to any crack military commando unit. These true American heroes are American homing pigeons. That's right, registered pedigreed American homing pigeons. Although the homing pigeon no longer delivers life-saving messages on the battlefield, they are engaged throughout the world as thoroughbreds in exciting racing contests that have become one of the fastest-growing sporting trends in the nation. Who races pigeons? Anybody and everybody. There's no age limit to the excitement of pigeon racing. All it takes to get involved with this great sport is to call the American Racing Pigeon Union, toll-free, 800-755-ARPU. That's 800-755-ARPU. The American Racing Pigeon Union has clubs in every state in the U.S. For a great family sport and fun in your own backyard, call the ARPU today. 800-755-ARPU or visit pigeon.org on the World Wide Web.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
This is how it works. They say, you know, we're going to have civil emergencies if terrorists nuke a city. And then it's, oh, yeah, we think there's drug dealers. And, oh, citywide curfews. And by the way, we're going to have knock and talk and search all your houses. I mean, in upscale areas of Dallas for 3-4 years. Tucson, Arizona for 5-6 years. We're going to take your blood at the side of the road at checkpoints. We're going to make you walk outside the bar and the restaurant and walk through a scanner to see if you have any weapons or drugs. This is already happening. You're our slaves. We're wearing black masks. We got machine guns. We're building lots of prisons for you. We're here to take good care of you. You know government's never done anything wrong in history. You know when we start secretly arresting people, that's a good sign. Just be our slaves. I mean, this is incredible. Why would they want to do something like that? Because the private people owning the military-industrial complex own the prisons. They own the red light cameras. They own it all. They're going to feed the whole economy through it. Now, Manuel was talking about his town in Pennsylvania, and I've seen this all over the country, where we're going to have these civil emergency zones, and we're going to have house-to-house searches and curfews and search your vehicles, but it's for your safety. Go ahead and tell us about it, Manuel.
Mind you, being a Genesis listener, I knew when this guy was coming from a big city, and that's how they touted him. Oh, here comes a big city guy to solve all our problems. I said, you watch it. That's what I told my family members and friends. Now listen, it gets worse. He says, and they have proposed this, and right now they're instituting it, and they're getting ready to set it up and carry it out. He said, we're going to send letters to all the property owners and homeowners, and they're going to have to register all their tenants with the police. And the police will swing by, and if they see anybody, they'll come up to them and make sure that they're on the list of registered tenants. And if not, they will be arrested. And
well, see, that's just a way to have them to, and again, this is a contract. You notice it's, oh, just a registration.
Oh, and it's voluntary.
That's going to be a contract waiving your rights to the Fourth Amendment. See,
exactly. See,
if you get arrested for parking, let me finish. If you get arrested in Austin for parking tickets, they ask you to sign a form saying that you're a robber, a drug abuser, and that you'll go on probation. This is the new America. You just sign the form and your life's over.
I need a piece of advice. Among this coalition of groups that the commissioner is coming before, come and tout these policies and supposedly discuss, the coalition is supposed to be set up for racial profiling. The reason I went is because I'm a member of one of the groups. Now, mind you, the groups that are in this coalition, and you'll see why he was arrogant enough to come. Because when he saw these groups, I'm sure it gave him a lot of confidence. The NAACP, who only want publicity and fame and money.
And the ACLU,
who says we need more laws and we need to call Congress and get them to pass this law. And we need data pooled and see what's happening. Well, little did he know that not only myself was there, but also I met another Genesis radio listener there. And we hit him a bit more hardcore than the other people there. Listen to what he called us. We're seeking a citizen review board that's going to look over what the police is doing and see how they're trained and the like. That's what we would want to see. He got very scared, and he called it a civilian review board. That's when I got up and I shuddered and I told them, why are you calling a civilian? I asked them, is there something you would like to tell the people here gathered that maybe they do not know? You're operating as if you're an apparatus of the military. Perhaps you have been militarized and you have not told the citizens.
Now, again, let's explain this. The military fights an enemy. They admit they've militarized the police. Now they call us civilians. Again, that's the wrong terminology. What did he say to that?
Oh, he went from slick talker, and I'm just a teenager, mind you, there with my head to the side. He went from slick talking, big city African guy, to shuddering. He almost knocked the mic down. He turned bright red. He said, we're going to have to discuss that. And later, when he gathered himself, he said, well, earlier, what he had said was, civilian review boards are not competent. There he goes and insults us twice in one statement. They're not competent enough. I've seen them before, and we don't need them. And I told them, well, we will get our citizen review board. And you, sir, too, are civilian, believe it or not, I told them. And you are not beyond our constitutional rights. You are bound by them, and you have long ago strayed from those constitutional parameters. And that is the origination of these so-called racial profiling complaints. And that's why I want to ask you some advice.
Sound like you need any.
Well, listen. I want to make sure that crowd understands that the foundation for these so-called racial profiling complaints comes from them straying from those constitutional bounds. And that's what they need to understand, you see.
Well, let me tell you, the whole racial profiling thing in total is a red herring. Because
it's a big trick. You're absolutely right.
Because then it's, oh, as long as we violate everybody's rights, it's okay. Yes, that's right. We all have to be slaves.
Right,
no,
exactly.
No one being a slave is good.
Exactly. And we don't need more laws. The laws are in place, my people, is what I would like to explain to them, you see. And what I want the people, this is what I want. I want to ask you some advice, because I want to know, how do I make sure we get that citizen review board? Because I know that half of those groups are going to drop out when we start talking.
Well, more than that, you don't just want a review board. You've got to stop the plan. You've got to nix the plan of turning your city into a martial law center.
knows how we have the power.
Look. He wants to turn your city into an Indian reservation. That's all this is, a giant prison, a Nazi ghetto.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
We've got giant armed camps. The entire economy is shifting into police prison surveillance. And they got to have fodder to put in those jails, building those widgets for 20 cents an hour. This is the modern slavery where they make everything illegal, get rid of due process, and start imprisoning people. And it's happening right now. They're getting rid of the First Amendment, the Fourth, the Fifth, the Second. Everything's on fire, basically. And they're chewing through the poor working class folks that can't defend themselves. Now they're moving up into the middle class. They've normalized evil to where we're bad because we're against evil. You know, we're weirdos because we read United Press International and the Associated Press, where they're splicing human and pig genes and have a pig that's part human or a goat that's part spider. We don't like that. We're weird because we talk about it. We don't like the cancer viruses and the vaccines, mainstream. We don't like the fact that our borders are wide open. We don't like the fact that the government openly says they want to disarm us. We don't like the fact that our government's arming and training all these terrorists and carrying out terror attacks to scare us into submission. You know, we're bad, folks, because we want freedom. No, we're not bad. We're normal. We're the good people. And we're not the property and the slaves of the globalists. And it's so bad. I mean, there's so much evil going on, my friends. And it's daunting. But if you stand up, get involved, inform others, at least the globalists will leave you alone and move on to the ignorant. And the day when we don't have the ignorant for them to feed on, the globalists are going to have to go back in the box. They count on us going along with their illegitimate laws, their criminality. And we're going to win this fight. It just takes courage and fortitude and being informed and moving forward. I mean, this is the battle for the republic, the battle for humanity, the battle for the species, the battle for civilization, all rolled into one. And the people running the globe are a bunch of sadistic control freaks. They are into Satanism. They are evil. You wonder why they do all this? Because this is what they believe in. And they're building their forces. They're building their minions. They're building their low IQ control freaks to carry all this out. And we, the thinkers who aren't evil, have to fight the thinkers that are evil. That's the gulf, the giant gulf of ignorant people with the intelligence controllers on one end and the intelligent people fighting for freedom on the other. And we've got to go into that gulf and wake up as many people as we can, because the enemy is busy creating the minions as fast as they can, the brainwashed, conditioned thugs. We are in a race, folks. If they get the thugs they need, they're going to move ahead. And they're using terror across the board to get rid of all of our freedoms. And they control the Democrats, they control the Republicans, they control the Christian Coalition. They control it all, people, and they play off those groups against each other like there's a fight going on. There's no real fight. And I want to air this one more time, then I probably won't play this again, but this Michael Moore's new movie trailer is out. And again, I haven't seen the film, but I've talked to those that have and read a bunch of reviews. He admits about 2%, 3% of what really went on, but then says it's all the evil right-wing Republicans. Let's have the UN takeover of America. I said a long time ago, the 9/11's meant to come out in Europe, make the EU and the global system look good, make America look like a bad rogue, while we're really carrying out the activities as their henchmen. It's all good cop, bad cop. And they do this at every different level. This is paradigm management and control. And that's what Moore's doing. Now, let's go ahead and play this trailer one more time.
You can make people do anything if they're afraid.
The FAA has taken the action to close all of the airports in the United States.
All commercial and airline traffic was grounded.
And we had some airplanes authorized at the highest levels of our government to pick up Osama bin Laden's family members and transport them out of this country.
In the middle of the war, corporations decided to hold a conference to figure out how much money could be made.
Once that oil starts flowing, it's going to be lots of money. Whatever it costs, the government will pay you.
It's going to be good for business, bad for the people.
Congressman, trying to get members of Congress to get their kids to enlist in the Army and go over to Iraq.
The USA Patriot Act allows for searches of medical and financial records.
It gives law enforcement almost unlimited power.
They wait till the middle of the night. It's printed in the middle of the night.
How could Congress pass this Patriot Act without even reading it?
Sit down, my son. We don't read most of the bills.
No one read it.
Members of Congress, this is Michael Moore. I would like to read to you the USA Patriot Act.
Let the eagle soar.
From the corridors of power.
Congressman?
Congressman?
To the streets of small town America. To the front lines.
It's an impressive crowd, the haves and the have mores. Some people call you the elite. I call you my base.
Comes the true story that will make your temperature rise.
I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers. Thank you. Now watch this drive.
Yeah, those video clips of Bush are so rich. Some people call you the elite. I call you my base. And yeah, that is your base. It's Kerry, your cousin's base, too. See, that's the difference. Oh, Kerry's going to save us. The UN's going to... Who created the UN? The same military-industrial complex that runs it all. and then you fall into the two control groups and are neutralized politically. If you want to find out the truth about 9/11, get my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, that even the New York Post admits is much more hardcore than Moore's. It was out over 2 years ago, and is basically a big fat ripoff, but I don't go that far. The point is, again, Patriot Act secret, no one was allowed to read it, much less they didn't want to. We go over all that in Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. You want a master's degree education on the New World Order, get those three films alone. I've made 10 films. And our films can have more power than the shill films that are out there. If you will get my videos, buy another VCR, make 100 copies. In 100 days, you can put in a new tape every night, hit record, go to sleep, have a new copy every morning, give them to county commissioners, talk show hosts, your pastor. 90% of those that see the films are waking up. So it's up to you. We can dwarf what Moore is attempting to do, which, again, he'll just put us off in the left-wing shill arm of all this, if you get the films, if you make the copies, if you get them out to people. The New York Post pointed that out, that I'm not in this for money. I'm just trying to get the information out. But I do need your support. I can hire more people, do a better job, and you know, we need your support, folks. If you haven't ordered 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, or Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Matrix of Evil, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, my two first Police State films, if you haven't gotten my book, Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order via our Secure Safe shopping cart. Or if you're not on the Internet, call toll-free. The operators will answer your questions, take your order. We'll ship it out to you UPS, unless you got a P.O. box, and we have to ship it to you a USPS. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or 1-888-253-3139. You want to watch all the films in their entirety on the website, and a weekly TV report I do, and all the special text reports and the audio interviews. Sign up for 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv. We had to do this. And when you start getting 20 million visitors, I don't mean his, 20 million visitors to all our websites combined every month, it gets very expensive to have four servers. So we still offer a lot of video, a lot of audio free. To do that, you are subsidizing those that come along to the website who aren't just going to sign up, you know, so you're subsidizing us. Sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're doing the real deal. We're staying the course. We need your support. Plus, these are the best films out there, people. I mean, I've killed myself, basically, to work this hard and do all this, and I need your support. So get the videos, get the books, spread the word, expose the murdering terrorist. Let's take four or five final calls, and I'll hit some final news. I've got about 18 minutes left here, 17 minutes left here. Up next, I guess, is I got so many calls here, I get confused. Who's up next? Ben in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I was up late last night, and on CNN, about 3 in the morning, if you watch CNN, there's some good stuff on. They had a book, a new book about the UN sex brothels and all this, called Emergency Sex, and it's got some kind of subtitle I didn't catch. But I was wondering if you've heard anything about that.
No, we have a giant archive on Prison Planet of the UN kidnapping hundreds of thousands of children, slave brothels, snuff films, Russian mafia, hell on earth.
Yeah, it's disgusting. I've researched your, I've looked a lot on Prison Planet, but apparently there's a new book out written by three former UN employees documenting all kinds of all of that.
Well, 2 years ago there was a case from 2000 where a UN employee and a DynCorp employee quit. Or they actually went public and said, look, they kidnapped the children, they load them on jets, they fly them out to slave brothels, we can't be part of this. They got fired, they sued and won. All came out in civil court. I mean, this is a industrialized hell. Again, hell on earth, Nazi-level stuff, and it's the, you know, it's in BBC, London Telegraph, Reuters, but never in your newspaper.
Yeah.
And all we do is every week there's more of these articles, confirmed, admitted, castles full of skeletons and dead children, you know, SWAT team raids on police that expose it, giant kidnapping rings, royal families involved, and we're talking mainstream news. Giant satanic beast centers, just hell on earth. And, yeah. And folks, I'm not kidding. It's all mainstream news.
People just can't see it.
Who wants to see it? I don't want to believe this.
Yeah, nobody.
I don't want to believe this. I don't want to believe they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines.
Let me just leave you with a quote, man. This is from William O. Douglas, I don't know much about him. He was a Supreme Court justice. And he said, quote, "As nightfall does not come at once, neither does oppression. In both instances, there's a twilight where everything remains seemingly unchanged. And it is in such twilight that we must be aware of change in the air, however slight, lest we become unwitting victims of the darkness." Thank you.
Thank you. I've seen that quote before. You ought to email it to me. We need to create a quote page for PrisonPlanet.com. We used to have one. Or maybe it's still there, buried in some labyrinthine archive. I mean, folks, when you study the New World Order, it is searing. It is blinding. It'll make you stumble, literally. It's my every waking hour. I mean, I know how evil they are. My life is studying them. I have nightmares about them at night. It's my whole life. I mean, I know what killers they are. I know what they've done to innocent people. They just make it fatter and more powerful and more evil and kill more people. And all these people dying of cancer, and the cancer up by 500%, and the injections they give you, leukemia, that's one of the designs, and just all the, I'm sick of it. I mean, come on. To people in government, I don't know how they conditioned you or how you got to this point, but you just need to wake up and get a gut check and look at what you're part of, because you're all compartmentalized, carrying out different little segments of this thing, but when you put it all together, it is hell on earth. It is Satan's kingdom. It's the only way to describe it. It's just so painful. So painful. So painful. There are legions of crimes. Just the wanton, systematic wickedness. Heaped upon wickedness. And it's just like with Hitler and Stalin. People couldn't believe they were killing tens of millions of people until it came out later. The reports came out. Back in the newspaper, nothing was ever done. Oh, that couldn't be true. It's the norm. The globalists killed 200 million people in the last century, and they're setting it up to be a... And groveling to them won't protect you, won't save you. And we're in that twilight. In fact, it's about to be the darkness. You know, it's that fading twilight. And I'm telling you, folks, it's time for the dawn. We got to bring the sun back here. Oh... You know, they got their 1,000 points of darkness. They call it their 1,000 points of light. Well, we got to just bring back the truth and just burn away their lies. Who's up next? Randy in Florida, go ahead.
Have you had Michael Prucha from the Constitution Party on?
No.
Are you planning to?
What's his name again?
The Constitution Party presidential candidate, Michael Prucha.
No, I haven't.
Are you planning to?
I don't know. I might.
A good thing to do. He was on another show last week, and he said that Texas is a real hard state for them to get ballot access on.
Yeah, it's hard for all three parties. They're trying to shut it down.
Yeah, so your listeners may want to, you know, jump on his website and do whatever they can to help get ballot access and for that his candidacy in your state.
Well, we first have to stop the CIA-run electronic voting machines. That's where all the energy needs to be going.
Well, that's the other, maybe the other side of the coin, but I think you need to attack both fronts.
I agree.
You know, and also try to get them into debates. You know, people in Texas that want to help out to get ballot access can go to the Constitution Party website and click on Texas on the app.
Anything else?
All the contact info is there on who to
call
to and all.
Anything else?
That'll do it.
All right, thank you. Up next after that is Chris in Kentucky. Chris, go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. I'm just as frustrated as you are out here. These newscasts just had a report that, well, Kentucky's never been prone to any terrorism, but I think we need to get a system and a training system in. You're so right in researching this, because what they want to do is have these troops walk around here, have all the feds walk around, say how good this is.
They're going to draft 10 million people, keep 8 million of them here domestically, tattling on everyone. It's admitted.
Absolutely. And you're absolutely right. And they're doing it, and it's spinning piece of the media, and I just could not believe it. I just fell out of my chair when I saw it. I said, they're doing it. These people got to wake up.
You've got to search all your homes to fight terror, but we'll be looking for guns and drugs while we do it. Or if you commit any type of misdemeanor,
that's the new America.
We're going to have to, you know, yeah.
The new America with the K, and it's basically what we're headed for. And people, we've got to wake up. Get these films. Get copies. I passed a lot out. You may not get responses from people, but I'm talking to police officers as well, and they're beginning to see some problems out here, and they realize it too. So there's some good
officers. Well, it's their children. They're going to grow up in this hell with our children, and they better wake up.
Yeah, they better. And that's what the officers.
I mean, I challenge the police and people in the federal government to go to my website, read all the mainstream news articles of the crimes of the globalists,
sure,
and ask yourselves why they never saw it on the nightly news.
And one officer I talked to homeschools his kids. So if they take his kids away, you know, he's aware of what's going on. He will not put them in the public schools. They're nothing but prison camps, and that's the term he used, Alex.
Yeah, there's a lot of good cops. You know,
yeah, he's a good one too.
When we're sitting here bashing, it's the system.
It's the system, exactly.
And they promote the bad cops.
Exactly.
I mean, I read another mainstream article yesterday where in Connecticut they won't hire a cop if they have over 100 IQ.
Yeah, and if they don't know the Constitution, if they know tyranny, they'll take them.
That's it. God bless you. Come back and take more calls.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Civilians. And that's military dictatorship. That's the War Powers Act. That's your new freedom. Groveling, being a slave, learning how to be a little nothing. That's what we're fighting here, my friends. Kevin in Boston, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. Not only do we have an unusual event of tenant resigning, we've got the Federal Reserve, according to reports from Robert McHugh's monetary forecast, have radically increased the money supply, $155 billion over the past 4 weeks. We've got navies sending the ships to sea. The American Navy sent 7 of their 12 carriers out, but not only that, large numbers of foreign countries are sending naval fleets out. I think something's very imminent. I think the G8 conference starting June 8th is something to be very concerned about because of the occult links to that date as well. Venus is crossing its celestial course in front of the sun. The last time.
And again, I don't believe in any of this, but the globalists are totally obsessed with it.
Right, that's my
point.
The
mainstream view is, all the presidents make decisions according to their astrologer, Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan. It's much deeper than that.
Yes, I'm not suggesting that there's some, that I'm into the occult.
No. They're into it. No,
they're
you're right.
And so that's, I think, in all seriousness, this is 5 days away. I mean, if people want to go
shopping
a couple of days before,
sir, everybody loves to put dates on things. I won't do that. Yep. There is massive escalations of tyranny, though, going on everywhere.
All right. Thank you. I just felt that there's something imminent, and I know you had gotten the word out without putting dates before 9/11. And I just felt that this was something that's going to happen and just wanted to get on the record that it's not, visionary. It's just seeing them moving navies, moving money into the money system. Something is up.
I hear you. Elias in Michigan, last caller. Go ahead, Elias.
Well, don't cut me off. What happened?
Well, you're on the air.
Okay. Hi. Hello. Oh, yeah, I have a little thing. Yeah, right. Just a little thing on this. When they called in about their party, the Constitution Party, I heard a man there, and, they haven't got a snowball's chance, and because this is the one-party state, all those people out there should understand that it dominates everything because it's corporate control, and that is the whole ball of wax. One party, there are no others.
Well, everybody focuses on the federal. The power is at the county and city and state, and we can have an effect there, but people don't focus on it.
What would you recommend?
Number one, starting a petition for a paper recall of all electronic voting machines, and that's already starting to happen in some states. This can be done. And then running candidates, I don't care if they're libertarians, Constitutional Party, Democrats, Republicans, if they'll sign on to the Bill of Rights and say they'll carry that out, get those people elected, and have broad freedom coalitions.
You mean a civil uprising?
Well, I'm talking about...
what else?
A true populist movement against the New World
Such
Order.
Such a thing was organized, the corporate power would come down on them, and they would all be in your concentration camps.
If we put up with it and don't stand up, then they'll come in with the camps incrementally,
sure.
Sir.
Yes,
we already have tens of millions of people in the system.
Right,
we already have the camps, sir.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they don't generally grab... Thanks for the call. They don't generally grab people that are fighting them. They grab the person that doesn't know their rights, the ignorant person. That's who they feed on. The wolf feeds on the stupid, slow, ignorant sheep, not the big ram. And he sure doesn't go after the sheepdog. Be sheepdogs. You're not sheep, you're not wolves. You're sheepdogs. I said that yesterday. Okay? And if you think there's nothing we can do, they're just going to come down on us, then kiss yourself goodbye. Give in to Hitler. Give in to Stalin. Give in to Mao. Give in to Bush. Give in to Kerry. I, for one, am not going to do it. Now, we got way over 5% of the population. That's what the Founding Fathers said. And we got people in the government waking up to what's happening. And we're going to move forward, and we're not going to put up with this pure evil. All right? Just get involved. Be a leader. Stop talking about how big this thing is. Just engage it, and we can take it down.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. fibers. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.